Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I'm here with two guests. I have the director of Bing Wan, Jin Yukan, and I also have Clément Magard, who's the associate producer on the movie. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Very fine, thank you.
Good. And Clément, you're going to kindly translate for us, aren't you? You're going to be our translator here
today. Okay, no problem. Yeah.
So, first of all, I'd just like to ask, what's the Venice experience like? How's it all going?
It is my very first time in Venice, so I'm very excited to go around, watch the city, go to see films. So it was a great expectation for me to come.
Fantastic. And Clément, what's it like for you? Because you're the associate producer on the film. Is it really great to kind of be all together? Because your producer's here, who's hiding in the background.
Yeah, it's great. It's a very small budget film, and I'm mostly in charge of the international promotion and the festival. So we are very excited to do the international premiere in Venice. It's the first time for me also. And it's great. The three of us experience here. It's great. We can have a direct contact with the festival and the
audience. I mean, in terms of being festivals as a platform for your films, because this is your first movie, and I'm interested to find out how you feel about that. You know, how important is it to have festivals like these? I mean, this is a big festival, so congratulations for getting in, you know, being selected. So how important are they as a platform for you to introduce your work?
It's very important for me that my first film is in Venice, because in China, the film industry very much, I mean, takes seriously the three big festivals, Cannes, Venice and Berlin, and Venice is very important. So it's a great way for me to open new opportunities for my film career in China.
Absolutely. I saw the film. I really liked the way the film was interlinked through the theme of death, really, essentially. I'd like to know what the inspiration for the story was.
The original story is a real story. It comes from my producers. It was a real story happening in its village in China. But of course, it was the beginning, the start to adapt it and to make big changes to make it a movie.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's for me, I really liked following all the characters on their little journeys and all the intricate complications and coincidences that happen along the way. How difficult was it to write that script?
We spent a lot of time on the script to make it. And also, as an audience, I'm very excited when a film can transport me, can make me have different thoughts. I mean, it attracts me in a way and then it pushes me in another way. So as a director, I wanted the audience to experiment, to experience this kind of a journey.
Yeah. I mean, there was always also this interesting style that you adopted, which was some of the characters looking straight into the camera. And in a way, it kind of breaks you a little bit from the story. But I found that quite interesting and a little bit different. Maybe perhaps, could I say, is it a risk to do something like that? And possibly just like to know why he decided to do that.
It actually breaks a little the story, but for me, it's a way when the characters look at the camera, it's a way to have the audience looking at themselves. It's just like a mirror.
Yes.
When the character looks at the camera, the audience maybe can look at himself and maybe understand more deeply the character's feelings.
I mean, I'm going to address this question to you, Clément, because as an associate producer, you will have made a decision to help finance the film and get the finance. Maybe you didn't finance it yourself, but I'm just curious to know, what was your motivation? What did you like about this film so much that made you want to get involved with the project?
First, it came from a very long-time friend. The producer is a long-time friend in China. It's been 5 years I know him, and I knew the director also for 1 year. And they're all very young. They're almost 30, 29 and 30. And I thought this film broke the way the international audience see Chinese films, which are more realistic or history epic films. So I very much, the thing I much like in this film is it breaks the most important in the film. It's when the audience can be surprised. And
yes,
there is much irony and humor in this film. So the second degree you can have in a serious movie talking about death and all these ironies, something I much appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a film that you must be excited about having it here at the festival, and it is in competition in the Critics International section, so it's very exciting times. So I'm just wondering whether you guys even get any time to see any other films while you're here.
有啊，一直在看，就是
Yeah, the director is very excited about many films, so we've been seeing the opening film, Birdman, which the director is much inspiring for his film, and he wants to see also Lars von Trier. So we've actually just passed our screenings today, so we are very happy the coming week to see many films. I hope we will see some of our competitors, I mean the films in the same section.
Absolutely.
All their first-time director's films. So we are very excited to see the... there is an Italian, Vietnamese film, so we are very excited to see the production in other countries.
Absolutely. I mean, while you've got the time, you should definitely go and watch as many movies as possible. Just finally, what has been the reaction to the movie? Because you've had the screening already, so just curious about that too.
这个出乎我的意料，因为我很担心在讲。
The reactions of the audience were much beyond my expectation because I was worried a Chinese film in the Chinese countryside would not attract the audience. But people in the room for the official screening, they laughed a lot and they applauded during the screening.
Fantastic.
So it meant that they could understand all the thing I put in the script and so it was great.
I mean, I think the audiences here are always fantastic. I mean, last year I think I saw some critics running out of one of the screenings that shall remain nameless. But it's great when you get a good reaction because it's fun to see it with an audience and get a realistic idea of what people think of your movie. So congratulations for being selected in the International Critics Week. I think that's quite an achievement. And I'd like to thank you both for joining me on Fred Film Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We had Clément Maguer, the associate producer of Bing Guan, translating kindly for us. And Jin Yukon, the director of the movie Bing Guan, is here in competition in Critics Week. So wish you the best of luck, guys. And thank you very much once again for joining us on Fred Film Radio.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.